Kaylee remembers everything, and Midge is still alive. Oh my gosh, things are getting so spooky on the A-list. So stick around, we got a lot to talk about on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz begins.
Yes, welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Ollie Drennan. I am joined by the fantastic, the wonderful, the amazing Archie J.
Wow, that was a lot.
Yes, you know, I have to. That was basically your resume. And you're here back with me. I'm so happy talking about the A-list.
Yeah.
Episode nine. Who you used to be. Oh my gosh, because this is perfect. The title says so much about one of the characters, Kaylee, because we don't really know her. We know this brainwashed version of her, and I feel like we're finally potentially going to get to know Kaylee more. We got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about Kaylee, Midge, possibly still being alive, scaring the crap out of Alex and Mia in that tent. Crazy scene, but I was here for it. But before we get into it, dig deep, initial thoughts.
It was good to see a very sincere part of Kaylee, someone who wants to do more than just be a minion, someone who wants to help, and she actually is invested in trying to help people see her exact same vision. Now, will that work? That is the question.
You don't think it'll work? Or do you think it'll work?
I don't...
We'll talk about it. I don't mean to put you on the spot like that. I think... it won't work because the season still has a couple episodes, much to Kaylee's dismay. But I really like this episode because, I like I said, Kaylee is kind of coming into her actual character. It was really sad seeing her miss her long hair.
Yeah,
she brushes it all the time. Aww. She can still brush the bob.
That wig was stiff.
But it looked very soft. Like it was that was an expensive
go home, Dora.
You don't think so? Justice for Kaylee. So why don't we get to before we get to our first topic, I do want to shout out the live chat. If you're joining us live, please let us know your questions, your comments, anything we might have missed. You know, such an intense show and lots to cover. But yeah, and if you're not tuning in live, that's totally fine. Leave a comment, you know, hit us up. We love talking about the show. The show doesn't end when the live show ends.
Very
right?
True. Yeah. Let's keep the conversation going.
So yeah, let's do that with the whole Kaylee remembering everything. She got knocked out, knocked by that branch.
Which was the best thing.
I loved it.
Yeah. I love a good knockout.
And it did.
When it brings you back to clarity.
And it, she got clarity. But she didn't, it didn't leave a mark. That was really cool.
I know. I really wanted the Harry Potter moment for her, but.
But did you agree, though? I kind of felt bad for Kaylee when, you know, Mia and Alex weren't too keen on trusting her automatically, you know, because they thought there was the whole theory about maybe this is a trick from Amber.
Yeah. I didn't feel bad for her just because she did them dirty all the way up until now. And we're 9 episodes in and you have changed on me and you're very brainwashed and you're Amber's minion, so this could be another ploy trying to get me back in whatever types of, you know, strings and webs that Amber is trying to construct. So I didn't feel bad for them. I was just like, okay, she's gonna figure this out because she was on a mission and we saw her go and find a photo.
Yeah, and it was really cool because she gives us some tea. She drops some, spills some tea about Midge, because we were like thinking, who the heck is Midge? And comes to find out that Midge was this person who was kind of an outsider, more of an outsider than some of these other characters like Alex and Harry. She wasn't popular and there was an accident, and we still don't know the full details of the accident, but it's cool that Kaylee finally gave some more enlightening of this character, the Midge.
Kaylee was tripping, though. Kaylee was tripping in her own right, because she went to, I guess, Mags is everything that we need her to be. I guess she's also the nurse on site. And she went to her office at the on the campgrounds, and she was acting as if everything was fine. And then as soon as she left with her boyfriend there...
Wait, Dave?
No.
Zach.
Yeah, she was, you know, very frantic about, hey, we got to get out of here, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, you're going crazy. You just hit a tree. So we, you know, we see people constantly not believe her.
Right. And I believe her, though. Yeah. I believe her for sure, absolutely, because we saw that flashback. If you remember the flashback, it was Kaylee with the long hair, her wig.
Her wig.
Looks nice. I still think it looked nice. And she was with Zach, and they were just, you know, doing that coupley thing. They were, like, on a log, you know, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, whatever you call it. Very mushy and lovey-dovey. But that makes me believe her, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it just, eventually, I think she kind of joined forces with Mia and Alex, which was nice to kind of just, like, but she still had to pretend that she was under Amber's control.
Yeah, and that was, she did not like that.
No.
No. It was very tough. Very tricky.
I did love it when she, like, I think she, like, purposely pulled Amber's hair or something. Do you remember that? She's like, ah,
yeah,
too hard.
Like, what up with you today, exactly. Kaylee? Yeah, I can get, like, do I need to get Jenna?
Exactly. And
like, I would have been like, yeah, actually, I need a break.
Oh, Jenna. I mean, I really haven't seen much of Jenna recently.
Yeah, she's lurking in the woods.
Yeah. So any more thoughts on Kaylee before we move on?
I mean, do you feel like she was successful in the whole acting ploy?
No. Well, I mean, by the way the episode ends, she kind of, I feel like she succumbs back into Amber's control. Mm-hmm. Amber kind of read her.
Which is weird, because my question was, is she, because Amber found out that she had awakened, which when I was watching this, when I'm in this stage and I see everybody's kind of brainwashed, I don't know if you saw the movie, but I was like, okay, this is reminding me of Get Out. And it's a little scary, you know? But I don't know if she brainwashed her again or if she just told Kaylee that you just need to abide by my rules. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we never found out that information.
I feel like she brainwashed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kaylee was just very, because she kind of read her and saying, like, you need me and all this. You're nothing without me if you're solo. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And maybe it's true, but damn, Amber, you didn't have to do her dirty like that.
Right.
So at least my thoughts personally, like, I feel like we lost Kaylee, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Much to the, you know, I was, like, really excited that we might have Kaylee as an actual member of Team Mia, but she's back. She's just flip-flopping. You know, mm-hmm. She's one of those characters. Goes back to Team Mia, goes back to Team Amber. But yeah, it's very unfortunate. Before we get to our next topic, though, Archie, you got something to tell the good people that love us.
Yeah,
because we love them.
Yeah, so we want to just say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk and for helping us continue to grow, but we could use your help with a couple of things here. Make sure you subscribe on our YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment and say hey, and tell us all the fun stuff that you enjoy from us here at AfterBuzz. And I, you know, I like being a part of the AfterBuzz family, as do you, but I'm really curious, because we talked about my experience before. Why do you like being a part of the AfterBuzz family?
I think it just gives me an opportunity to talk to people all around the world about, you know, shows that so many people can identify with. I mean, look at this show, the A-List, has a diverse cast of misfits and cool popular people, whatever. But I feel like people can watch it and identify with some of these characters. And, you know, we want a platform where we can talk about this show and get excited about it, you know, just by it. You know, it doesn't end when you watch it on Netflix. You want to talk about it with people. And sometimes your friends don't watch your favorite shows.
Yeah.
And you can make friends online, you know, by chatting in a live chat on AfterBuzz TV on YouTube.
You said it.
So it's really awesome. And someone's back. Someone's back. We got Four Junior.
Four Junior. Okay, great. But yeah, so thank you for supporting us and doing what we love. But
yes. And Four Junior in the chat said, Kaylee became a part of the hive mind again.
Ooh.
I didn't even think that. Maybe Queen Amber, like, she's like Queen Bee, Queen A, and like she has this hive mindset, and everyone's like a worker bee. That's such a good analogy.
Yeah, I can see it.
Well, what did you think? Because this was we talked so much about this episode already. We kind of talked about everything that happened. Mm-hmm. Very Kaylee centric. I do want to ask you about Luca. And what are your thoughts on Luca? Because we saw him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Luca's the archer who is just kind of comes in out of nowhere. He's shooting animals.
Yeah.
He don't care. He is not a fan of PETA by any means. And I don't know. Can we trust the archer boy, Luca? Because Mia stumbled upon him. He looking
a little sus.
And also he just doesn't look good. He needs to lie down and get, like, he needs a medic. He needs mags.
Well, yeah.
Right?
He does need Mags. I mean, he has a scar on his arm. She feels like he's an ally to her. Like, they can benefit from each other. You know, she's trying to find a phone. She's trying to find transportation off this island. So she feels like he has more information. So she wants to help and, you know, do a little give and take. And mm-hmm. she definitely gives and he definitely takes. And then, you know, we saw him get up and leave the tent when she was trying to make sure he was good to go. And I definitely think there's something else to him. It's very suspect because even when she got him back to his grounds, it's not a house or a shelter, really, got him back to his grounds, he, although he gave her food to, you know, get through the woods that she had given him at first, he was very, his look, the look in his eyes was just, it just gave me, I'm still up to something. Yeah. So I don't trust him, but I feel like he's going to come out on top and actually help because she helped him. So he's going to feel like, you know, I have a friend a bit, but he's definitely very suspicious.
Yeah. I feel like he played a part in last year, whatever happened, the flashback. Oh, so yeah. I feel like he might've had, he remembers everything. Like he's not someone who's forgotten everything. And so maybe something happened between him and Mia. And maybe that's why he's a little standoffish. So that's something I'm a little brewing with predictions and whatnot.
Okay.
But yeah, not a whole lot happened with them, but I did want to mention that because also Luca was introduced in the last couple episodes and you weren't here. So I just wanted to know your thoughts and let me know your thoughts. Let us know because there's just so many suspect moments in this show. Another crazy moment though that happened was kind of like the cliffhanger ending when Mia and Alex are in the tent and something's scratching at the bottom of the tent and they're freaking out. They don't know what's going on. All of a sudden there's like an opening, the tent rips and it just says, "I'm still alive." And apparently, I guess, you know, that is coming from Midge. Midge is still alive, and I just want to know your thoughts. What do you take about that? Or, like, what do you think about that? Because I don't know if that's Midge talking or speaking or whatever she's doing with that, or if that's a trick from Amber.
It was a bit overwhelming for me because first of all, they're very courageous young women because I would have got up out of that tent and left. I don't know. They were like calling on spirits. It was just very odd for me, but I understand. You got to do what you got to do. It was very revealing. I did think, as they did, that Midge is in fact still alive and on, you know, on the grounds. But to even correlate her and being a human and also seeing that I'm still alive and all the whole ghostly spirit idea, it left me with a lot of questions. Okay. I was like, well, she can't really be like us in human form if she's calling on spirits and writing in oak.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you explain that you're still alive unless she's like living through the plants or whatever?
Exactly.
And so you're on it like Amber and Midge are completely like they're not tied at this point.
No. Okay. No.
All right. Because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, maybe Amber is just trying to throw everyone off. But, you know, Midge is, in fact, I do believe that is a standalone character because there was even papers with Midge's name on. Yeah. So Midge is not.
That we saw him, I think, in this episode burning. Dave is creepy. I don't like him.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was burning that stuff. God, Dave. Under Amber's control. See what happens?
And when he was doing that, I know she brainwashed him too, but I felt like that maybe he was, you know, maybe since we've seen him in such a good light so far, he's like a camp leader. I was like, maybe he's the ultimate ringleader behind this whole thing. Yeah.
Well, he definitely didn't play a part, but I remember in the episode, do you remember when Amber was saying that he's in danger because everyone's asking him questions about
Midge. You don't want this to come out.
Yeah, and he feels possibly guilty. About the death of Midge. So, any more thoughts on that before we get to news?
The photo was floating around.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Of the previous photo, and then there was, like, times when Amber went into the woods and made Zach give up the photo in this episode, which just is very odd. And then she burned the photo because Midge was in the photo. It's interesting.
Very interesting. You know what else is interesting? We got some news from the A-list. AfterBuzz TV News. Now, we brought her up
Yeah.
Mags. Our girl Mags. She recently celebrated a birthday, and we just want to shout her out. The A-List Netflix on Instagram recently shared a little happy birthday post to the actor Nika Okoye. She portrays Mags, and we just want to show her some love.
Happy birthday.
And if you want to, go ahead and show her some love on Instagram and give her a follow and say happy birthday, because she's doing a phenomenal job on the show as Mags. And we love our Mags. She's so talented. She's a medic.
And she's doing good.
I like her better.
I like her.
I like her better than Dave.
Yes, of course. And then she also, you know, she's trying to save the day.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm hoping she can, you know, join Team Mia eventually. Not Team Amber, because Dave is Team Amber. Team
Mia. Right, exactly.
So we are going to have to wrap up this episode. But before that, let's get to our special segment to end on a good note.
Yeah.
Special segment is, of course, MVC, Most Valuable Camper of the Week. Magic. So who do you think in this episode? This episode, episode 9, was the MVC of the week.
So much has happened.
Right.
In so little time.
I know. I want to give it to Kaylee, but she succumbed to Amber
again. No, she can't get it.
I know. I already gave it to her anyways. I
gave up on her a while ago. I'm gonna go with Alex.
Alex, okay.
Yeah, she's a trooper. She's holding it down with Mia, trying to get out of this place, trying to figure out what's going on. She wants to make sure everybody's okay, even her girl Petal, although she won't admit it. But
Alex is such a badass. I loved the scene and I forget what episode it was where she did not succumb to Amber's control.
Yes.
Badass.
She thought she brainwashed her, but she acted like she did and walked away.
Yeah. Give her her Emmy or her Oscar, because that was such a wonderful performance.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know your MVC and anything we may have missed. Hit us up in the comments or our DMs.
Wait, we had the same one?
Did we? Oh, I didn't say mine.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Oh, I'm such a fool. My MVC.
You're not a fool. Calm down.
My MVC. I was like, oh my God, Alex was really good at this.
You're like, yeah, let's go with that.
You know what? I'm going to say Midge was MVC.
Midge.
The undead. Or maybe she's not dead. She's still floating around.
And there she goes.
She's stuck in the branches of the oak tree, the roots, whatever. She's my MVC for scaring the hell out of Alex and Mia. So shout out to Midge.
Shout out to Migs.
Yeah. So let us know all your questions, your comments, your MVC of the week. And until then, where can we find you, Archie J, on social media?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Archie J Speaks.
Yes, and I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Stick around, though, because we are not done talking about the A-List today. We are talking episodes 10 and 11 here on AfterBuzz TV tonight. See you soon.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.